God's blessings to you on this Ash Wednesday. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 19. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Joel chapter 2. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied. And I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joel calls out hypocrisy today. Return to me with all your heart, the Lord declares. Rend your hearts and not your garments. You're not to come weeping falsely. It's supposed to not simply be an outward show of repentance. And of course, we know this. And I wonder sometimes if out of fear of making an outward show, we opt to refrain from repenting at all whatsoever. No outward evidence, no curbing of sinful behavior, no struggle in the life of faith. Don't want to make myself look holier than thou, you know. But even as it's not to be an outward show, you are also to truly repent. And that repentance will have outward manifestations. You've begun this Lent with the ashes on your forehead to remind you of this. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Because of your sin, not somebody else's sin, not the sin of the person next to you, because of your sin, you have been marked with ashes, and ashes you will return to. Let those ashes sink in. Let them fill the pores. Let them sink deeper into the heart and into the mind. Repentance is not an outward show indeed, but it is to be true repentance. You are to see your sin for what it is, your condition for what it has truly wrought. The people of Israel, the people of Judah and Jerusalem, to whom Joel preached, saw very clear evidence of what their rejection of God had done. God sent them the locusts to destroy the kingdom's crops, four different kinds of locusts, and they were an image of what was yet to come. Joel would again portray the enemies of Israel covering the mountain so greatly the people were in anguish, their faces pale, ready to cry out for the mountains to fall on them and the hills to cover them. In some ways, I think you ought to be a little jealous of Judah, of the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They saw their destruction and they knew what it was. And because they saw it, it terrified them. You, however, dear people of God, languish in luxury. You must be marked with ashes and reminded that you are dust. You must be told what the cost of your sin is because you struggle to see the cost. You don't have an advancing army to remind you of the penalty of your transgressions until they sneak up upon you in the night and terrify you. Repent. Let these ashes sink in deep. Let them mark your heart. The repentant heart sorrows for sin. The new man in you knows the burdens of your temptations, and the new man fears the wrath of God. See your sins for what they are. What the people of Judah saw, a massive roiling army of darkness covering the mountains, getting ready to pour forth and despoil the land. So also your sin. So this Lenten season, therefore, consecrate a fast, not simply something to prick your hunger, but something that reminds you of the anger of God over your sin. Call the solemn assembly, gather God's people, be consecrated with the congregation, be set aside, for the day of the Lord is great and very awesome, and who can endure it? For who knows whether he will not turn and relent? All of these acts, this repentance, the solemn assembly, the fasting and the weeping and the mourning, these things do not curry favor with God. He does indeed turn and relent, but not because you've smeared your head with ashes. He relents because that is who he is. He is the God who saves his people, who saves his people that they might not be a byword among the nations. Joel's call is also yours. Spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. This is what the call of repentance is. Spare us, O Lord, that we might not suffer among the nations as a byword. God does not delight ultimately in the suffering of his people, but he also does not refrain from sending the locusts to warn you of your sins. He does not hesitate from sending the army against you to remind you of the burden of your iniquities. He warns you lest you be caught unaware on the day of judgment, and a day that in Joel, as he preached to the people of Judah and Jerusalem, a day of judgment that God promised was yet to come. Israel had expected this day of judgment as a day of material victory, conquering over their earthly enemies. But the great day of the Lord, the great and awesome day, dear people of God, has in a sense already come. And no one was able to endure it, none but one. It is because of what he endured on that day, it is because of his stripes that he earned on that day, that we set aside the season of Lent. It is in memory of his bearing the cross that we consecrate the solemn assembly. To remind us of his suffering, we bear the pain of fasting. Because of his death, we confess our sins, not to curry favor with false repentance, but for forgiveness. Confident that he is indeed the one whose steadfast love endures forever. Dear people of God, this season of Lent, this season of repentance, is not meant to end in depression and sorrow. It is not meant to end in somberness. Repentance, turning back to God, turning away from our sins, in fact, leads to joy. Yes, faith repents because it delights. Faith repents, returning to God with weeping and mourning, not because it delights in somber moods and ashes smeared on foreheads, but because it delights to turn back to God and to look on the crucified Christ, to have light shone on sin, revealing it for what it is, indeed a violation of God's law, but a violation paid for in the blood of Christ, a transgression of his will, but a transgression paid for in the perfect life, death, and suffering of our Lord and Savior. In this sense, dear people of God, every day is now in Christ a great and awesome day of the Lord. He has endured it. Yes, there will one day culminate in the final great and awesome day of the Lord. But the great day of joy of that day and the great joy of this day of being marked with ashes and repenting is in rejoicing in God who has indeed, as Joel says, given the early rain for your vindication, who has restored to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, the cutter, my great army, he says, which I sent against you. True repentance, dear people of God, doesn't lead to a false somberness, but to a confident joy, knowing that whatever comes, our God will not forsake us, for he is indeed slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents from disaster. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.